write down the people and elements I wanted in each chapter. I had to have a physical map of what the book would be. I bought the supplies that same morning and followed my marching orders, starting with one of the stories. Of a battle on August 3, 2006, in which 4 Canadians were killed, I'd told my friends. Putting down on paper what I wanted to include in this one chapter gave me the template for the others. My 3 trips to Afghanistan were spread out over 10 months of 2006. The war itself is seasonal, so there are quiet periods and busy ones. I didn't think that telling the story in a purely chronological way would work. And there wasn't a theme, really, except that I wanted to reveal the soldiers as I had found them. While mapping out the story of August 3, I wondered whether I could tell the story through a number of significant days. Days that, as the boss of the book, I could pick. As it turns out, I already had them all in my head. August 5, when Ray Arndt was killed. July 9, when I was caught in a battle and walked in the blood of a young reservist named Tony Boneka. April 22, when Lieutenant Bill Turner, a letter carrier I'd met on one of my visits, was blown up in a massive bombing. March 4, when Tim Wilson's organs were harvested, and he died. May 17,